Thank you for calling Emergency Roadside Assistance. My name is Stacy. How can I help you today?
Oh, hi, Stacy. I was just talking to somebody just recently, and she put me on hold, and, yeah.
Yes, sir. How can I help you?
Hi, I'm calling on behalf because I need a tow for my vehicle to go to another shop.
Okay. So it's already at a repair facility?
Yep.
Okay, give me just a moment. All right, so it does look like your insurance actually won't tow from a repair facility. So to have your vehicle picked up, it would have to be out on the street or in a different parking lot, but not at that facility.
What about in their parking lot?
No, sir, it would have to be outside of the facility.
Okay, just one moment, please.
Yes, sir.
And they can't tow it from here because it's at a repair shop.
Hello, sorry about that. My name is Jordy. I'm one of the service advisors here at Murray Chrysler Dodge. I know it's already at a repair shop. We've already attempted to try and fix it, but it's something that's got to go to Hyundai. So I'm going to be subletting it over to them.
Yes, sir. Unfortunately, it is due to his insurance. They will not tow from a repair facility.
What? Why not?
Due to liability?
I'm subletting it one to the other?
Yes, sir. We will not pick up from a repair facility at all.
Okay, so he's going to pay for the tow to get it from there to here or from here to there?
He would just have to have the vehicle moved out onto a different parking lot, moved out onto the street, moved into another facility where it could be picked up. He could, of course, pay for the service out of pocket and then submit it in for reimbursement consideration, but...
But that doesn't make any sense. I'm the one that's buying it. It's all paid for. Like, I don't understand why there would be an insurance problem. I have tow trucks come on my lot.
Just a policy, sir. This is just the dispatch line. I have no access to his policy or insurance information.
Okay. All right. I will see what I can do about that then.
Very good, sir. And then just have him give us a call back once. Okay. Thank you.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
They're not able to, like, the vehicle's not running right now, so I'm not able to move it from off the lot itself for it to get a tow. If it was running, sure, I could possibly move it the extra speed I would need to go get it towed, but I can't move it at all.
Hello, sir.
Hi there.
I'm sorry, are you still there, sir? Hello, sir.
Yeah, hi.
Hi, sir. So you do have the option of, once the vehicle is moved, you can give us a call back and have that service set up again. Or, of course, you can pay for the service out of pocket and submit it in for reimbursement consideration.
And how much would that cost?
For paying for it out of pocket, you would have to contact a provider and get that. Normally, the hookup fee does range normally between $75 to $100, and the cost per mile is normally $5 to $7. But that does depend on the area that you are in.
All right, then. It's kind of just displeasing to the fact that I can't, that you guys are supposed to be my roadside assistance and able to move my vehicle. That's all.
Yes, sir, I am sorry about that, but that is due to the policy. We are restricted
right.
in
Okay, then.
Thank you, sir. You just give us a call back.
All right,
thank you, sir. Bye-bye.